All right. We're starting here, boys. Let me see. This is the beginning of the podcast. Hello, guys. Welcome in. I am in a gym right now recording the podcast next episode. Sorry about last week. Had to skip out. This is a solo flight on the podcast episode. I am trying to get myself back in line after a little sickness and a little bit of like grinding work, because I'm getting set up to be fully into the assistant manager position at the gas station now. So it's a bit more responsibility that I have to take up onto my plate. So taking that up onto my plate, I have a lot of things that I wanted to get in line. Also with editing the last video that I just showed to you guys. And now I'm moving on to this next video that I'm editing, the next episode of Mindset. I'm going to put in a lot of work for this video and edit it just like I did the Friends video. And it's going to be a bit longer and a lot more content. So that one's going to take a couple of moments to come out and things like that. But I'm very excited for it, and it's going to happen really soon. So shout outs to looking forward to Mindset Episode 2 Street Fighter 5 Edition. Featuring or piloted by Joel Rosario, No Surrender Joel, as we know him. He's just my friend, good friend Joel, so no matter his sponsor, it will always be piloted by him. And so we're going to have that up for you guys, and it's going to be a lot of good Street Fighter learning content, especially for those guys who are trying to get into Street Fighter and find out a mindset that they can try to follow, some footsteps they can try to follow if they can't exactly understand, or they don't feel in tune with Daigos or maybe Taekwondo if they put out their mindset or whatever. We got another mindset for you that's going to be very, very in depth, and you guys should check it out when it comes out. I'll definitely be promoting it everywhere. So moving on to this podcast episode, that the reason why I took it as a solo flight this time is not because none of my friends wanted to do it. A lot of my friends still want to do the podcast. It's just this podcast episode, I didn't want to super plan out, and I wanted to make sure I brought you guys some value in this one and talked about something relevant. Not all of my friends are playing God of War or have beat or have played through God of War. They're, you know, taking their time with it. They enjoy the games at their speed. I, however, have played a lot of God of War, but I haven't played too much like to where I've beaten the game. I played a good bit of it. I'm not super deep far into the game either. So because there's a lot of content in that game, there's a lot of side quests, and I just want to talk to you guys about my experience of God of War, and we'll have more God of War talks and more God of War content coming to the page sometime soon. But I just wanted this podcast to be about my experience with God of War. So if you guys want to talk about God or hear me talk about God of War and are down for any type of spoiler that I may say, this is pretty much me giving out that spoiler warning. I am going to spoil the game. If you do not wish to know any spoilers for God of War at all, I don't want to make this podcast to where you can't listen to it, but just come back and listen to it after you're ready for the spoiler effects of me talking about God of War. And I'll give you guys the countdown from 5. We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God of War is about to be spoiled. If you're still listening and you haven't gone to make yourself not spoilable, I'm so sorry. I don't know why you're still listening. So we are here at the beginning of God of War. It's that game, man. That game is, I believe God of War is a 10 out of 10. In another podcast episode, I talked about how Santa Monica is crazy for not marketing their game, for not showing a bunch about their game, for not being at every show and actually selling their product as much as I think that they should have sold it. And I still stand by that. I still think they're crazy for that. I still think that they should have sold their product better. But even me thinking, hey, you should have sold your product better, Santa Monica, they delivered a 10 out of 10. This game is amazing. The gameplay, phenomenal. Kratos as a character, phenomenal. They turned Kratos, coming from a guy, as I said in that previous podcast, I do not like Kratos' character. They changed Kratos into a character that I love. I absolutely love Kratos. I understand him. I am very compassionate about Kratos' choices and decisions, the hardships that he goes through, the things that he's struggling with in his life, because he's at a point of where his wife has died again. He's lost another wife. He has a son that has actually grown up to be a little bit older, and he wants to teach him to be a well-off man and not the man he was. That is the most astounding and exciting thing when it comes to God of War 3 for me, is that Kratos is trying to be a dad. Dad of War is a thing. Like, the game is astounding in that story sense. The characters are amazing. Even his son, to where his son does things that I don't agree with. But from doing things that I don't agree with, that's because I'm a grown man and he's a kid and he's trying to figure out his way, and I have extreme empathy for him being new to the world. And I adore the way Kratos teaches his son, the way he goes about it, because his emotions aren't fake. There are times in the game to where you'll see Kratos gets extremely frustrated with his son. He'll begin to raise his voice, and then he'll just stop and he'll take a breath, and then he'll reiterate himself and let him know that he's still his dad. And he's very stern with his son, and he jokes with his son from time to time, and things like that is what made me love God of War 4. They did an amazing job building this world and fleshing out the things that would connect it all for all the people of the past to love. And the secrets, the little things, the guidance of the story for the setup, the end of the game is just so beautiful. So beautiful. I love it. They did an amazing job. Hats off to you, Santa Monica. Your studio's amazing. Now please invest some of these dollars next time into marketing your game way better so it can sell phenomenally better. Not to say that it didn't sell well, because it's Dad of War, but we want you to break records. So please market your game next time. Now, when it comes to gameplay of the game, I absolutely love the change. It's a different thing from God of War 3, 2, Ascension, all of the other God of Wars. It's not the same hack and slash gameplay. It is, today when I was at work, a customer comes in and he compares it to a Dark Souls feel of gameplay style. And I'm very, very far distancing myself from comparing any game to Dark Souls style of play, because a lot of people tailor that to immediately hard. And God of War also doesn't have a stamina system, so I don't relate God of War to that sense. But I understand where he's coming from. You, in a sense, compared to the older God of Wars, where you felt more free and you felt more motion, you can move around, jump, and do things. You're more tailored, more, you're straight attached to the ground. You can't jump. There's no jump button. Only interactables allow you to jump. And that in itself, you feel more restricted, more tailored to stuck than in every other God of War. And I love it. It's absolutely amazing. It doesn't feel like I'm sluggish. It doesn't feel like I'm... There are times to where you don't feel as free, of course, because you can't jump and just fly out of things. You can't just run away in the way that you used to in older God of Wars, because turning around is like you actually are tailored to this over-the-shoulder camera of Kratos, which... In my opinion, it makes me feel more immersed in Kratos, because I don't feel disconnected from him as I did in the older God of Wars, where you can pan the camera back and move around. You feel like you are him. Gameplay is amazing because of this. If you have not try it out, the gameplay at least, and you're a person that's listening to this because you don't care about spoilers, please borrow the game. Play it. Please. I understand if you can't buy a $60 game. It's amazing. Maybe I'll do some type of God of War giveaway because I really want people to try this game. So there's that to be said about the gameplay. Absolutely amazing. Definitely enjoyable. Amazing gameplay. The experience of the game, replayability, I guess I could say, or the world of the game, actual the gameplay aesthetic world, not the story world. Amazing. It is. It takes it from where you feel like you're playing this linear story of God of War and gives you this open world thing. I think I mentioned in the previous podcast about how I'm not sure how I would feel if they take this game to be Horizon Zero Dawn of God of War, to where you just have this open, huge world. Like, I can't imagine Kratos in open, huge plains. But they still have an open world aspect to the game, but it's the paths you take to get to the open world or the next area are still linear, if you will, if you so will. You can't really travel a whole wide open map, but it is a whole wide open map of planes and lines that you can travel. It's more of like a Metroidvania type open world of style of game. And for those who don't know what Metroidvania type style of game is that's referring to the games Metroid and the games Castlevania and how their maps are just broad open. That's what it's referring to, that style of, to where they're in a sense big maps, open-ish maps. You can go any direction you want, but they're still in a sense linear because of the 2D style of game. So not to relate it directly to this. So moving on from that point, I absolutely love this feel that they give you when you can move around this world, the dynamics. Like, I think the main thing that makes it feel as impactful and as great as it does is the camera. Not only is it amazing for playing the game and just immersing you into feeling it when you play the game, it is beautiful when you watch it. It is so beautiful because they're tailored to that camera and they don't have to give you that cinematic of the camera doing that in some cutscenes or of the player themselves trying to get the camera to be tailored to that in order for the viewer to see it that way. You're just tailored to that camera, which is, it's awesome. It's really, really, really awesome. And I thoroughly enjoy that camera style. And I don't want to see a whole genre or a whole year of games being like that. But I thoroughly think that, man, that would be really cool to see a couple of other games maybe move towards this direction. It's probably been done before, not to say that it's never been done before, but it's a style that I actually thoroughly enjoy. Kind of reminds me of Uncharted in a bit, but not to say the movement of the game, but it kind of reminds me of Uncharted, the direction that they have the camera. But Uncharted even is a little further back. I can't even relate it to that. So let's not even relate it to Uncharted, even in that sense. So even I find myself hard to relate it to another game. That's why I can't even relate it to Dark Souls when someone says it like that. But I understand where they're coming from. So I gotta just go back to God of War, the story, all of the immersion of it. It makes you mad at characters. It makes you... That's one thing that I enjoy when it comes to stories in general. If the stories make me love, hate the characters, I'm probably going to love that story. If I hate the character one time and then love them at another time, and then maybe hate them again and then love them again, you made me feel. You tugged at my heartstrings. You've done your job, story. You've told me a story. And that's what God of War does. I love Kratos at times, and I hate him at times, but I love him at times as well. His son. I love his son at times. Atreus, he's learning, and I hate him at times. He's stubborn and ridiculous, and then I love him at times that he's learning again because he's growing. And the same thing with On and On. They have a bunch of funny characters that are near like side characters in a sense, and I love, hate them. Like, there are times where I'm like, you're annoying. Get out of my face. And then there are times where I'm like, dude, you're funny. You made me laugh. That's enjoyable. And I really feel that there might be taking a new direction with this God of War because Kratos is a different person. I was really afraid that they were going to tailor Kratos back into the killing the gods type role because I want to kill them all and I hate all gods. But it doesn't seem like he's going to be in that role. He may do that. He may kill all of the Norse gods. But I don't think it will be the sense of I'm killing them all because I hate all gods. Now, it could be wrong. They could enrage Kratos by killing his son or something like that. But that is not something that I think that they would... I don't think they would take it that direction, pretty much. I'm definitely thinking that they're trying to take it a direction that is more growth heavy for the series and that's more cinematic and impactful, because maybe it opens up so many possibilities for God of War. Like, maybe we could see a God of War TV series or a God of War movie, in fact, because that's another reason why I really wish they would have marketed this game more, because this game has insane potential to be shown to infinite amounts of people in different ways. You don't even have to play the game and the experience is amazing. It's so amazing. Like, you get so many good things from this game, and I think this can be one of the first games to actually be super successful beyond just being a game. I think we've come to the point of what I'm saying about God of War. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. If you're going to check it out faster, or take your time. And if you're thinking about possibly not checking it out because of something that you saw, I say rewind this, listen to it one more time, and you'll find out that you'll definitely like the game the second time that you listen to me talk about it. And then go check out the game. Because, man, that game is amazing. And again, I want to stress that. Understand, this is coming from someone who doesn't really care much about God of War. I don't in general like the story of the previous God of War. Love the gameplay, played all of them, but don't like the story. I hate it. I love Greek mythology. I hate Kratos' Greek mythology story. His Norse story, I love it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And the way they incorporated the gods in this one, it's not like it's necessarily like, I don't know much about Norse mythology, but from what the little bit that I know about Norse mythology, and from what I've slightly looked up because I wanted to learn a bit more so I could be a little bit more connected with the names that they say, it seems like this is somewhat their nature. This is somewhat these gods' nature. And again, Kratos is not at their throats. He's not trying to come after all of them. So it's a wonderful change in Kratos. And you can just see the guilt, the regret in his face and in every... You can hear it in his voice. And the voice actor for Kratos, I believe it's the guy who voiced for... I believe Travis said for Stargate SG-1. I'm not sure of the exact actor's name because I'm not very good with the actors' names and things like that. But that man is amazing. If any other studio hears this and you can get that man to do another voice for any of your characters that are impactful like that, do it. Please. Amazing voice actor. Man, that whole game, I feel Kratos in him. So thank you guys for all the love and appreciation that you've given me so far. This is podcast number 4. I am going to be doing another one probably after the Monster Hunter raid leaves so I can sit down and actually talk about my feels on the Monster Hunter raid. I was thinking about including it in this podcast. I kind of don't want it to be growthy and two section heavy like that to where I talk about two things. I wanted to keep it very tailored to this thing so I can like have you guys focused on what you're coming to this specific podcast for or this specific episode for. So this is episode Dad of War of the Gathering Hub.
Dad of War.
That's Dee. She's over there working out as we do this. So thank you guys so much for listening to me jammer in your ear for about 15, 20 minutes, however long this is. And I really do love and appreciate you guys for all the things, all the support that you give me. Please, I don't want to be a beggar for more. I really am trying to bring you guys more value than I'm gaining from you guys at the end of the day. And I'm going to continue to do that into the future, and it's going to be done. And it's going to be better. As you can see, things are improving, and they will only go forward. I'm only working harder and trying to bring my focus more towards this so I can begin to do what I really, really value in life more. I love you guys. We'll see you guys on the next episode of The Gathering Hub. This is Jonathan Harmon, as I came in as, and this is me heading out. Follow me on the Instagram at HJONN, and check out my page, It All Starts Now, because it all starts now. I truly love you guys. Peace. Now she wants help.